Hi, kids. Hello. Today I'm going to read a story about a bear who felt kind of scared and how his friends and family came to help him. Can you all see? In the deep dark woods by the strawberry vale, a big bear lumbers down a small crooked trail. Bear's tummy growls as he looks for a snack, but it's cold, 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 so the bear turns back. He is not home yet when the sun begins to set, but the bear feels scared. Bear shakes and he shivers as a storm starts to howl. Bear mutters, "What is that? Are there spooks on the prowl?" The path gets dimmer and the sky grows gray. Bear looks to and fro, but he can't find his way. He huddles by a tree and wails, "Poor me." And the bear feels scared. Meanwhile, back in the warm, cozy lair, friends start to worry for their poor lost bear. "It's a little late," Mouse squeaks, "and our bear doesn't roam." "There's a storm," cries Hare. "Shouldn't Bear be home?" Wren tweets from his perch, "We must all go search. What if Bear feels scared?" The friends bundle up and begin to prepare. They form a search party for their lost friend Bear. But Bear is all alone, and he sheds big tears. There's a noise in the forest, and he feels big fears. Bear trembles in the wind, how he longs for a friend, and the bear feels scared. Badger lights the lamp, and he shouts, "Let's go." All the birds search high, while the rest search low. With a flounce and a flutter, they set off together. They trudge down the trail through the wild, wet weather. They call, "Ho, Bear, are you there? Are you there?" But the bear feels scared. But he perks up his ears. "Is that Mole calling out? And is that Hare's voice? Do I hear him shout?" Wren, Owl, and Raven all squawk from the sky. "It is Bear. He is there." And they sigh big sighs. By a tree waits Bear, 10 feet from his lair. And the bear looks scared. With a flap and a flurry, all the friends gather near. They give him bear hugs. They calm his bear fears. Later in the night, all clustered in a heap, the bear spins stories while his friends fall asleep. Cuddled up tight, they snore through the night. And the bear feels safe. So just as Bear felt kind of scared and alone, he still had his friends and family. And if you may feel scared and alone, Jesus is always with you. And he can work through your family and your friends to help you feel safe and calm. Okay, thank you for listening. You can go back to your seats.